the ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajil fa. Dear listeners, previously we were discussing the concept of supplication. What we concluded was the fact that supplication is a kind of acceptance itself. Because pondering on the issue of supplication carefully, we will understand that supplication is a kind of acceptance itself. Because afterwards, we understand that for each supplication, there are two kinds of acceptance. One is the very giving the chance of talking to Almighty Allah, of engaging in the supplication in the first place, and the other one is acceptance of supplication by the Almighty Allah. And we also concluded that real success is that if the distressed person resorts to the Almighty Allah through supplication, at the initial stage of coming across with these impediments and challenges in his life, so that God may open up his doors of blessings and abundance before he gets into a state of despair. So it must not happen for any of us that resort to supplication after resorting to any other means except Allah and supplication. Of course, this is a success. This is reckoned as a victory, and this is highly recommended to resort to Allah through supplication. But resorting to Him, resorting to supplication in the initial stages of being in iltirar is the true success. And the statements of the infallible Imams shows that we must ask the Almighty Allah to give us the chance to get involved in supplication. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam has said, فَذَكَرُوكَ بِمَنِّكَ وَشَكَرُوكَ بِفَضْلِكَ وَدَعَوْكَ بِأَمْرِكَ. Your servants mentioned you with your mercy. Your servants thanked you with your favors and invoked you with your will. Elsewhere, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, وَأْمِرْ لَيْلِي بِإِيقَاذِي فِيهِ لِعِبَادَتِكَ. O my Lord, revive my night by awakening me in it to worship you. So as you can see, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam has realized and is teaching us to realize the fact that supplication is a kind of mercy whether it is responded to or not. And it is a kind of respond in the first place. It is a kind of mercy in itself in the first place. So that's why he is telling us to ask the Almighty Allah to give us the chance to supplicate. That's why it is said and it is narrated, فَإِنَّا بِكَ وَلَكَ وَلَا وَسِيلَةَ لَنَا إِلَيْكَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. We are yours, we are from you, and you and we have no means to you save by you.
I remember when I Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, "Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad." Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo kashti ab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedast. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad ab az bala va pas. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy of God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So, dear listeners, what we have basically stated, the high issues mentioned up to now show that what occurs in this world is the blessing of Almighty Allah over His servants. Either the appearance of the clouds in the skies, or be it the rain which makes the earth awaken and blossom, or where the stars pray and go on prostration. Imam Hussein alayhi salam says, "لم يمنعك جهلي وجرأتي عليك أن دللتني إلى ما يقربني إليك." My negligence, my opposing to you, did not make you stop guiding me to be close to you. ووفقتني لما يزلفني لديك, and assisting me to approach to you. So we have already said that not everyone would be given the honor, would be given this chance to take part in supplication. Supplication must be asked from the Almighty Allah. We must ask the Almighty Allah to give us the chance of supplication, because supplication is a kind of acceptance, and it is a great asset introduced by the words of the infallibles. This is especially true when a lofty position is asked for. In such cases, more confirmation is necessary. This is because the degree of elegance of each supplication depends on the amount of wisdom of that supplicant. I mean, the amount of wisdom that supplicant possesses. And it reveals his dignity, his position. Of course, anyone who could enjoy even a bit of this divine asset should be considered lucky. This is the great victory. This is to be considered a great success. This divine asset could not be appreciated by everyone, however. This is where the elite, this is where the wise ones ask, "Accept my repentance." Of course, anyone reaching this stage will not have any of his supplications unanswered. This is the state of getting to the perfect degree of devotion, of servitude, which is the spirit of supplication, which is the very first and most important constituent of supplication, of understanding the fact that we are the servants, that it is the servitude that makes this kind of connection, to which Imam Hussein alayhi salam has referred to in the supplication of Arafah. "Ilahi, أنا الفقير في غناي. My Lord, I am the needy one in my richness. فكيف لا أكون فقيرا في فقري. So how shall I be not needy in my poverty? Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
To you.